Dr. Pinsky dictating the mail. I'm in. Joseph Knorzer, K-N-O-E-R-Z-E-R. Joseph Knorzer is a 26-year-old male. He reports he injured his left arm at work on 6/30/21. Right at that time, he was lifting up a trash bag with both hands in an underhand position and injured his left arm. Period. He did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. He had further evaluation leading to what he understands to be a diagnosis of ripped muscles in his shoulder, for which he underwent surgery. Period. He's no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. Most recently, he returned to Dr. Lipschultz, who offered him a cortisone injection, but Mr. Knorzer did not want to pursue this. Period. He stated the injections done preoperatively were of no use. Period. The paragraph, as per the records supplied, Mr. Knorzer was seen orthopedically by Dr. Lipschultz on 7/26/21, period. He noted the mechanism of injury and that he had seen Rothman Urgent Care for a single visit under his primary health insurance. But he was given a Medrol dose pack, Flexeril, and Tylenol number 3. But he's then referred to Inspirit Urgent Care Occupational Health, where he was prescribed Naprosyn, Voltaren Gel, and Flexeril. He already had an MRI of the cervical spine done on 7/13/21. This revealed loss of normal cervical lordosis consistent with spasm. There was mild degenerative changes, SC6-7 and SC7-T1. There was no evidence of herniation or significant central or foraminal stenosis. Dr. Dwyer diagnosed mild tendonitis of the left shoulder with mild radicular symptoms into the left arm. Brady agreed with Naprosyn and added Neurontin. Brady also wanted the petitioner to continue physical therapy and light duty. Period. Opening paragraph. This actually goes before Dr. Lipschultz. On 7/15/21, he was seen at Inspirit Urgent Care by Dr. Sanchez. Period. He noted his course of treatment to date. Period. Was rendered a diagnosis of sprain of the cervical spine for which he was prescribed medications and activity modification. Period. And then we'll continue with Dr. Lipschultz's notes. New paragraph on 8/18/21, he had an EMG. These results will be inserted here as marked. Period. Left shoulder MRI was also done on 8/28/21, whose results will be inserted here. Per Dr. Gallagher performed a repeat EMG on 5/31/23. Those results will be inserted as marked also. On 9/17/21, Dr. Lipschultz performed left shoulder arthroscopic superior labrum anterior to posterior repair utilizing Smith and nephew labral anchor semicolon biceps tenodesis utilizing Arthrex 7mm biocomposite biotenodesis screw semicolon subacromial decompression. for the postoperative diagnoses were left shoulder, superior labrum, anterior to posterior tear with impingement. Period. He followed up with Dr. Lipschultz postoperatively and underwent the aforementioned EMGs. Britta's last visit was on 6/12/23. Period. He noted the EMG showed nothing that would explain his symptoms. Britta had good shoulder range of motion and no focal neurologic deficit. Period. Another corticosteroid injection was offered but declined. Period. He could continue to work in a full duty capacity. Period. New paragraph. The current examination of Mr. Knarzer found extremities upper. Inspection revealed heel portal scars but the left shoulder, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions, period. There was callus formation, dirty palms, and dirt under his fingernails, as well as a rough texture of his hands, period. Left shoulder range of motion was full in all independent spheres without crepitus or tenderness, period. Combined active extension with internal rotation was to the waist level, period. Motion of the right shoulder, both elbows, wrists, and fingers, was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, trigger, or locking, period. Manual muscle testing was 5-5 for resisted left shoulder abduction and external rotation, but was otherwise 5-5. Period. There was mild tenderness of palpation at the left anterior shoulder, but there was none on the right. The rest of that section is normal. Hands, wrists, elbows, normal. Shoulders. He had a positive near impingement maneuver on the left, which was negative on the right. Period. The remaining provocative maneuvers were all negative. Spine, cervical. Active left rotation was variable between 50 and 70 degrees with tenderness. Period. Right rotation, comma bilateral side bending, as well as flexion and extension were full without discomfort. Period. He was tender to palpation about the left trapezius in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right or in the midline. The rest of that is normal, thoracic normal impressions. On 6/30/21, Joseph Knarza reportedly injured his left arm while lifting a heavy trash bag at work. Period. He evidently sought treatment on his own. And then followed up at urgent care. Period. He had been at Rothman Urgent Care also, who started him on medications. Period. He began orthopedic treatment with Dr. Lipschultz on 7/26/21. Period. He had an MRI on the left shoulder, as well as EMGs both to be inserted here. Period. Surgery was done, as noted above, on 9/17/21. Period. Followed up postoperatively with good range of motion, and a cortisone injection was offered. Period. New paragraph of the current exam, and he had full range of motion about the left shoulder without tenderness, but there was crepitus. Period. After manual muscle testing, his left hand trembled. Period. Strength was minimally reduced in the left shoulder girdle musculature. Period. He had a positive near impingement maneuver on the left, but other provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. He had mildly reduced active range of motion and the cervical spine that was variable in nature. Period. Sperling's maneuver was negative. Period. New paragraph. This case represents 7.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the left shoulder. Period. And